I'm Cathy Niven from the 2NM local newsroom with the leading news from around the Hunter Valley. Police are appealing for information after several small fires broke out in the Singleton area early yesterday morning. Police say between 3 and 4am on Tuesday morning, several vehicles and home rubbish bins were set alight in the Doyle Street, High Street, Greenwood Avenue and Boonall Street area. The fire brigade and police were able to save some vehicles from major damage, but at least one was totally destroyed. Fortunately, no one was hurt. If you know anything or have any information, contact Singleton Police or Crime Stoppers on 1800 333 000. Local dads are being encouraged to walk on the healthier side of life by teaching their kids good nutrition and the importance of more family time. The Healthy Dads, Healthy Kids program has been rolled out across the Upper Hunter and for the first time is being offered in Aberdeen. Local sporting coach and 2012 Aberdeen Citizen of the Year, Shane Lloyd, is putting his weight behind the program in order to help dads become better role models for their children. Professor Philip Morgan from the University of Newcastle says dads have a critically important role in developing healthy eating habits and understanding how to promote age-appropriate physical activity with their children. Registrations close on March 12th. Families across the Upper Hunter are set to pay the price for the federal government's plans to increase post-secondary education. Estimates reveal the total cost of studying a three-year accounting degree will increase to more than $94,000 in the next 10 years, or $176,000 for students living away from home. Frieda Cordovilis from the Australian Scholarships Group says the steep rise could shock the family budget and local parents should start saving now.
People often budget for the course fees only, but there are many associated costs that are forgotten. Things such as accommodation, textbooks, food, transport. The associated costs are estimated to be up to three times more than the course fees themselves. But if local parents plan early, just like you would for any major event, then when the time comes, they can help minimise the shock to the family budget.
I'm Cathy Niven. That's all from the 2NM local newsroom. If you've missed anything, head to our webpage, 2nm.com.au, and follow the links to the news page.